We all enjoy other people's luck. We all enjoy other people's luck. Why do we all enjoy other people's luck? We all enjoy other people's luck because we are happy with them for their good fortune. We are happy with them for their good luck. We're happy with them for all the joys that they have in their life, for all the marvelous experiences that are going their way in their world. We're happy for them. Now, sometimes you say, well, I wish I had that. Well, no, you don't really. When a person wins a sweepstake, or when a person wins a race, or when a person wins any experience at all, you joy with them and you say, isn't that wonderful? That's so wonderful. I'm so happy they won. Oh, and you shout, hooray, hooray, hooray. And you think everything is so wonderful because they won. And of course it is wonderful because they won. And that's what it's all about. Yes, that's what it's all about. They won the race. And in winning the race, what did they do? In winning the race, they came upon the concept that all is in divine order. They came upon the concept, wow, this is marvelous, this is beautiful, this is fantastic. Yes, all of us delight when someone else wins the race. All of us delight when some other person has good luck, has happiness, has success in their adventure. How many times have you had good luck and success in your venture? How many times have you wished that you could have all of the things that made the world go around in a happy, wonderful way? How many times have you wished this? Well, when you wish it, you place a cause in motion that is utterly fantastic. When you wish it, you place a cause in motion that brings you marvelous joy and peace and harmony. Because whenever you get into the win consciousness, the joy consciousness for another person who has had great success in some, whatever they're doing, you are experiencing it yourself. This is what you do when you go to a football game or a baseball game or a basketball game or any type of sport where they're using their talents and they're using their abilities in the sport. And when they're playing the game, you say, come on, hooray, hooray, oh, wonderful, wonderful. And you feel so good for them when they are successful. You feel so good for them when they have the good fortune to win. But they don't have the good fortune to win because they're trying. They're having the good fortune to win because they knew before they played the game that they were going to do their very best in playing that game, and the other person's going to do their best in playing the game. But the person who really believed in themselves, the person who really delights in everyone's luck, in everyone's good fortune, that person is the one who comes up a winner every time. Oh, yes. You may say, well, how come these great stars lose occasionally? They lose only because they have thought they were going to lose. They had in their consciousness a lack of good fortune. They had in their consciousness a lack of appreciation of who and what they are and how wonderful they are. That they lacked that. And it didn't need to be that way at all. It didn't have to be that way at all. It's that way only because they themselves allowed themselves to feel that they were not going to win. And it's not a matter that they're going to win. They're going to play their most beautiful game. They're going to play their most wonderful game. And you and I applaud the athlete who plays his most wonderful game. We applaud the chess players who play with the greatest skill and the greatest wonder, and even the game of checkers or a game of cards. Whatever it may be, we see the person who gives it the greatest detailed attention. People don't win because they have winning hands. They win because they have winning attitudes in their mind. They win because they have winning attitudes in their consciousness about who and what they are. And when they know who and what they are, then they come up a winner every time. That's what it is for you. And that's what it is for me. Every time, we all enjoy other people's luck. We all enjoy other people's genius, other people's skill, other people's fantastic ability to do whatever they're doing. Because whatever they're doing it with all their joy in their heart, the love in their heart, the happiness in their heart. They are doing it because they really care. Now, do you really care? Do you really care about things you do? When you do, then you can have joy to share with others as they are making successful ventures in the game world or whatever they're doing. And you say, oh, what luck they have, but how wonderful that they're the ideal couple. They're going to get married. They're ideal. They really belong to each other. They're really fantastic and glorious. What's fantastic and glorious about them? You joy in their goodness. You joy in their marvelous qualities of being happy and joyful with each other. You see in them the peace and beauty and harmony that's in you. Yes, we all enjoy other people's good fortune, other people's luck, other people's skill at playing games, other people's genius at doing anything at all. We all enjoy that. And the reason that we enjoy that is because that's our nature to enjoy it. It's our delight to enjoy it. It's our love to enjoy it. And when we enjoy it, we come across wonderful ways of looking at life. We say, oh, what a beautiful morning. It's for us. And we enjoy it. But it's the morning that's beautiful. It's the morning that's lovely. It's the morning that's fantastic. It's not us as the morning, but we living in that morning are creating that morning. It's our morning. And when someone else successfully plays a game of tennis or golf or basketball or whatever, it's our game because we're playing it. We mentally are with them. We mentally are playing the game with them. And so we all enjoy other people's luck because we're mentally there. Just like we said a little while ago, when you pray or treat for anyone, you change your personal attitude toward them. When you watch people play a game, you're praying or treating for them, and your mental attitude is they are either a winner or not. And you're the one that makes it so. Now, they might have won, and you saw that they cheated, and you say, they didn't really win, they cheated. And so you don't place any credence on their winning. But everyone in your world does not know the word cheat. They do not know the word that to take advantage of somebody else. They only know the word to give their finest and best in playing the game, to give their uttermost fantastic qualities in playing the game. And when they do this, what happens to them? They always come up a winner. They always come up fantastic, on top, the very best game player that anyone can ever be. And life is a game. And how are we playing that game? How are we a game player? Are we playing that game with all of our heart and soul and being? Yes, we are. And what's going to happen to us? We are the winner. We are the winner, and we are the winner every time. Because we all enjoy other people's luck. We all enjoy other people's good fortune. We all enjoy other people's success in playing the game because we are in that person playing that game. That's us. And you say, oh, I didn't win the sweepstakes. They took home the $2 million. I didn't see any part of it. Oh, yes, you did. You delighted in their winning, and you mentally were seeing them spending the money for things that brought them happiness and joy. You were mentally seeing them doing all things that made them fulfilled and made them just feel wonderful, because that's what it's all about. That's the only thing that any one of us ever know. And when I hear Rex, or when I hear Ruby barking, I think to myself, what a wonderful dog. She is always out there being our doorbell, telling us whenever anything is happening. And I delight in the luck that I have to have that beautiful dog in my world. So know this for yourself, and know that above all else in the entire world, I love you. I love you. I love you.